Mr. President, I rise today to celebrate the life of Lady Bird Johnson. She was one of the most beloved First Ladies in our nation's history. Lady Bird Johnson represented the best of Texas and the best of America. Since the days that I attended the University of Texas with her daughter, Linda, I have known and admired Lady Bird Johnson. I knew her as a woman of dignity, kindness, and graciousness. Through the years, I've also come to know Lucy, one of the most thoughtful people I have ever met. And of course, most of us in the Senate know Linda and her husband, Chuck Robb, a former senator from Virginia. Claudia Alta Taylor Johnson was a Texas original. She was born in Karnak, Texas, that's deep East Texas, on December 22, 1912. During her infancy, a nursemaid commented, "She's as pretty as a ladybird," and that nickname virtually replaced Claudia Alta for the rest of her life. Lady Bird graduated from Marshall High School in Marshall, Texas, studied journalism and art at St. Mary's Episcopal School for Girls, and graduated from the University of Texas. In 1934, she married Lyndon Baines Johnson, another young, small-town Texan who would go on to serve our state in the United States House and Senate, and then at our country as Vice President and later President of the United States. In her role as First Lady, Lady Bird shared her love of the outdoors with the American people, becoming the strongest advocate for improving our public spaces. She was instrumental in promoting the Highway Beautification Act, which enhanced the nation's highway system by limiting billboards and planting roadside areas. I will never pass wildflowers on a median of a highway without thinking of her. She was also a champion of the Head Start program. After her husband left office in 1969, she remained active in public life and especially in Texas. She served on the University of Texas Board of Regents. On December 22, 1982, her 70th birthday, she and Helen Hayes founded the National Wildflower Research Center, a nonprofit organization devoted to preserving and reintroducing native plants in planned landscapes at the University of Texas. In 1998, that center was officially renamed the Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center. As the U.S. Senator from Lady Bird's home state, I have consistently worked to strengthen and promote her outstanding legacy. Over the years, I've worked to preserve the LBJ office in the Jake Pickle Building in Austin and to add the Lady Bird Johnson Plaza to the LBJ Library. In the fall of 2006, Lady Bird joined me at a groundbreaking ceremony for the new plaza. She was radiant that day. The renovation is still in progress and has now been scheduled to finish by August of 2008, just in time for Lyndon's 100th birthday. The plaza will be graced by wildflowers that will serve as a fitting tribute to Lady Bird's love of nature. Each wildflower will represent the life work of a beautiful woman who will always have a special place in the hearts of the people who knew her. As a Texan, I am proud that this Texas lady represented the best of our nation. My thoughts and prayers are with Lady Bird's family, especially her daughters, Linda and Lucy. We all mourn her passing, but we should also celebrate this remarkable woman's life. Thank you, Mr. President. I yield the floor.